proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live from Monday, May 11th, 2015. On March 9th, 2015, at the Tinto Restaurant at the Saguaro Hotel, the Desert Business Association presented its 2015 award winners, including Business of the Year, Gay Desert Guide, Business Person of the Year, Chad Ballard, Outstanding Community Service Organization, Desert Regional Medical Center, and Outstanding Community Service Leader, Ron DeHart, who is the Executive Director of Greater Palm Springs Pride. A good time was had by all, and I have all the speeches and everything else you want to know coming up in this particular episode. After this, I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAIDSProject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio. And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Welcome back. The Desert Business Association promotes and supports LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who have joined together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. Nicholas Snow Live is a proud media sponsor of the organization, and therefore I'm even more excited to bring you all of the awards and the speeches and the words of wisdom right now.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you all for coming. My name is Bob Machado. I'm the owner and certified financial planner at Compass Roads Financial Planning and Investment Management. We are a fee-only planning firm in Rancho Mirage. And tonight, I have the distinct honor of sponsoring and presenting the Desert Business Association's Business of the Year Award. This year's recipient first passed through the Coachella Valley in 1980 on his way to Los Angeles. Some 20 years later, as a writer for the Chicago Windy City Times, he returned to write about the gay side of Palm Springs. So he finally returned back here to Palm Springs. And as a true professional, in order to get every detail as accurate as possible, he toured every clothing optional resort. Oh, sorry, Mom, Dad. And even got a guided tour of CCBC. And for those of us in the know, that's not the Carol Channing Boys Choir. In 2005, he began working at Clear Channel Radio in Los Angeles and iHeart Media's Pride Radio. He continued his not-for-profit volunteer work and became the board chair for the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. This is 30 font, I shouldn't be able to read it. Over the next few years, he visited friends here in the desert and was finally lured back here in 2008. At that time, he moved to a new position in Los Angeles where he was still working, for MS Interactive, a company embracing digital media at the time, for radio and publishing. MS Interactive also owned Los Angeles Magazine and the radio station Power 106 in LA. He consulted those media properties on digital media strategy in the new media landscape. Here in the desert, he consulted Palm Springs Life and San Diego Magazine, as well as Frontier Magazine, on their digital media and sales strategy. It was that experience that gave him the light bulb idea for his lesbian and gay and bisexual transgender-centric business. He launched GayDesertGuide.com on Labor Day weekend in 2013, not that long ago. GayDesertGuide.com is a mobile-friendly online guide to LGBT-friendly businesses, events, and activities in the Palm Springs area. With a full-service portal, it is a curated guide for LGBT locals and visitors alike to discover, navigate, and play in this wonderful oasis of ours. The website has received nearly 250,000 page views and has been accessed by nearly 70,000 users since its inception. Tonight, Brad is joined by his parents, I knew that, Gordon and Willow Furr, and his trusty listings editor and good friend, Alex McCune. It is my distinct honor to present this year's Desert Business Association Business of the Year to GayDesertGuide.com and its founder and publisher, Brad Furr. Dad.
Is there another photo op? There is another photo op.
We'll get another one.
Okay, why not?
Bear with me. Media whore. Help me!
Now I can't read. I've gotten the flash in my eyes. I can't read. Look, that's a large font. Look, your font's bigger than mine.
I'm older than
you. You're older than me. Oh.
I just
wanted to let. Am I done? Are you hooked?
No,
are you giving me the hook already?
You're good.
I just got up here. So yes, I founded Data as a Guide just about 17, 18 months ago, and it's really been a labor of love, and it's been such a great experience to work with all the business owners and media partners that I've had. I want to especially give a shout out to Ricky, who just joined us recently on the staff. My other staff members who are not here tonight, Nathan, Wayne, Ron, Stephen, Russ, and Kevin. And without their help, I could not have made this success. And of course, Alex McCune. Alex and I were first neighbors in Cincinnati, Ohio, back in the 1970s, and I discovered him at John Williams when he was running for city council. And Alex was helping John with his campaign, and I happened to run into him. And years later, we connected, and I got him to be my listings editor for Data as Your Guide. I'd also like to thank the many advertisers who are here this evening, those of you who are with us. Also, our media partners, many of the not-for-profits, and my good friends, Daryl Tucci and Jeffrey Norman, who have joined me tonight, along with George Sinatra. I want to thank all of you for all of your support, and of course, all of the people that work with you as well. My parents especially, I want to send a special shout out and a thank you to this evening. It really is through the love and support that they've shown me over the years, especially in that coming out process that I did kind of later in life. I really didn't come out until I was almost 30 years old. And it was one of those very scary moments back in the 90s when I didn't know if my parents were going to reject me or love me. And I was lucky that they loved me. And they've given me unconditional love ever since. And I really thank them for that and give them a round of applause. So my hope is that Data as Your Guide continues to be a great source of information for our community, a conduit for all of us to get together and share information and to let people know what's happening, both visitors and locals alike, and to help get the word out about your businesses, your organizations, and your events to the public. And I thank you very much for this award tonight. Thanks also to Kerry Hendricks from DBA. Kerry's been a good friend as well. And to the many board members who also voted for me this evening for Business of the Year. Again, thank you very much.
By the way, everyone in this episode is properly introduced. You'll know who's talking, with the exception of one. That unnamed voice is Kerry Hendricks, the executive director of the DBA. He's the sort of master of ceremonies.
And we're going to go ahead and give away our Business Person of the Year award. And John Evans from Consensual Lending is sponsoring that award. I'll turn it over to you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm John Evans with Contempo Lending. I'm the broker and owner of Contempo Lending. And I have the honors of presenting Chad with the Business Person of the Year Award. Chad happens to be the very first person at the DBA in 2005 who came up to me and introduced himself at one of the mixers. So he's one of the first people I met here. And I'm going to apologize to him right off the bat, because not only am I not the best speaker in the world, I'm half blind. So everyone that knows me here knows I never wear glasses, but tonight I've got to, so I apologize for that. Chad Ballard is a graduate of Texas A&M University and has a 21-year successful history in the insurance industry. Prior to moving to California, he was employed by American National Insurance, Prudential Property and Casualty, and Prudential Financial. He was awarded the prestigious, Gibraltar Award while at Prudential. He supported many organizations through the Prudential Foundation and was involved in the Eagles, Prudential's Association of Gay Men, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgenders. Chad served on the Board of Directors as the Vice President of the Austin Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce for 8 years. He was instrumental along with the AGLCC in organizing and founding the Austin Gay Pride, which he chaired for 5 years. During that time, he became affiliated with Castwood Insurance Agency. In 2005, he accepted the account executive position with Castwood to sell personal and commercial lines insurance. Upon moving to Palm Springs, his goal was to focus on his career, relax, and have some downtime. However, that didn't last long.
Good luck.
After his first day of work in September 12, 2005, he attended his first DBA mixer. By November of that year, he found himself on the board. Over the next 7 years, he served various board positions, promoting the organization, encouraging individuals and businesses to join, attended several Council of Chambers and business organizations, conferences, and represented the DBA in several NGLCC conferences to help support the growth and development of the organization. In 2008, he was recognized by the DBA as a board member of the year and was promoted. At that same year, he was also promoted to the Western Regional Manager of Castwood Insurance Agency. He served as the president of the DBA from 2011 to 2012, and finally decided to cycle off the board and enjoy his awaited downtime. Through the DBA and his efforts, Castwood Insurance Agency was recognized by the NGLCC Certified LBGT Business Enterprise in 2013 and 2014. While shifting his focus back to his career, he has continued to support and participate in the DBA and is no stranger to our organization and community. In 2014, he was promoted to Vice President of Castwood Insurance Agency. Chad recently served on the Diversity Task Force panel discussion at the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America winter meeting and has been invited to participate and promote the National INVEST program. INVEST is an educational program that teams with educators and represents the insurance industry to provide instruction, exposure, and insurance environment and career opportunities for high school and college students. Other organizations he supports: AIDS Assistance Program, DAP, Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce, Palm Desert Chamber of Commerce, Palm Springs Hospitality Association, the Human Rights Campaign. In his free time, he enjoys working out, running, golfing, traveling, and spending time with his family and friends. I am very honored to present Chad the Business Person of the Year Award.
Thank you. You know, it's always an honor to be recognized by your peers, business owners, and other business professionals within the community. For those of you who know me, the DBA is very near and dear to my heart. It always has been, and it always will be. It's an organization that I believe in, it's an organization that I support, and that I highly recommend to other individuals within the community. I'm very proud to be a part of this organization, and it is one which has done many things for me as a person, and I've seen the organization evolve over time. And that's been not only due to the leadership, but it's been due to an active board that actively is a working board. Some organizations do not have that. I've been a part of those, so it has a working board. But most importantly, because of you, the members of the organization. So thank you for making the organization what it is. As John mentioned, I had just moved here. It was my first day after work. I attended my first DBA mixer. And I'll be honest, there were maybe 20 people in the room. 19 men and one woman. Christine Lester was that one woman. So tonight is a perfect example. I mean, take a look around the room. We have LGBT-owned businesses. We have allied businesses. We have more women involved than we ever have before. And so that is a true testament to the DBA's mission of professionals coming together and joining together to promote businesses, to provide economic development, and to be here for humanitarian purposes. So thank you for all that you guys do for the organization. Thank you for being my extended family. And I do want to say thank you to my partner, Paul. For any of you that have either been president of an organization or executive director of an organization or a business owner, 9 times out of 10, your spouse becomes a sounding board on many levels and is always there for support. So thank you, and thank you to DBA.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have 2 books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
I want to thank our corporate partners. Tonight here we have Eisenhower Medical Center. We have Desert Regional Medical Center. NESPEG is also one of our gold partners. Our silver partner is Pride, Palm Springs Pride. And for our bronze partners, we have Gay Desert Guide, The Standard, NicholasSnowLive.com, and Palm Springs Wedding Chapel. Thank you, Lisa. So I want to thank you guys all for your continued support of the DBA. We just started our corporate program probably about 2 years ago, and these guys came on with a vengeance, and we're very happy to have them here and to help grow the organization and help put us at a different level than we have been in the past. So thank you guys again for your corporate partnership, and we look forward to continuing our mentorship and our commingling of what we do together. So thank you, guys. All right, and our Outstanding Community Service Organization Award goes to Desert Regional Medical Center.
And accepting that award on behalf of Desert Regional is Carolyn Caldwell, the CEO. And they've provided me with some wonderful information that I'm happy to share with you now. So, Desert Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of many community organizations that better the lives of those living in the Coachella Valley. In 2013, Desert Regional pledged $1.5 million over 3 years to become the lead sponsor of Get Tested Coachella Valley. And for those of you who don't know, that is a region-wide public health campaign dedicated to dramatically reducing HIV by making HIV testing standard and routine medical practice and ensuring linkage to care. If everyone... Yeah, that's worth applause. If everyone in the Coachella Valley gets tested, and if everyone who tests positive receives treatment, we can launch the beginning of the end for the spread of HIV in our community. Desert Regional also is a lead sponsor of the Coachella Valley chapter of the American Heart Association's Go Red por Tu Corazón initiative. This campaign seeks to engage the Latina community in the fight against heart disease, which is the number one killer of women in America. This initiative has provided education and inspiration to promotoras across the Coachella Valley to help reach their mothers, daughters, sisters, and grandmothers in the Spanish-speaking community with important and life-saving messages. These initiatives are just two examples among many others supported by Desert Regional Medical Center, including the Mizell Senior Center, Volunteers in Medicine, the Desert AIDS Project, the United Way, and the Coachella Valley Economic Partnership. Desert Regional Medical Center is a comprehensive healthcare institution that includes a 385-bed hospital and associated outpatient clinics headquartered on its main campus in Palm Springs, California. The medical center is home to the Coachella Valley's only designated trauma center and only neonatal intensive care unit. The medical center is recognized for its comprehensive cancer center, Institute for Clinical Orthopedics and Neurosciences, and other affiliated outpatient clinics. It has achieved advanced certification as a primary stroke center and has been named a stroke receiving center for the emergency management agencies of both Riverside and San Bernardino counties. Desert Regional is the only Coachella Valley hospital to receive certification in heart failure, hip and knee replacement, and spine surgery from the Joint Commission, the nation's foremost hospital accrediting body. Desert Regional is a teaching hospital aligned with the University of California Riverside School of Medicine and will welcome its first class of residents in 2015. And of course, for more information, you're welcome to visit desertregional.com. And now, Carolyn, I would like to have you come up and tell us just a little more.
Well, thank you so much. I would like to, of course, thank Carrie and the board of DBA for this outstanding community service organization award. I would also like to thank my little rowdy bunch over here from Desert Regional Medical Center. Thank you guys for being out. I do. This community is just really, it's such a wonderful community, and as I've talked to people and individuals tonight, they've all said Desert does so much in the community. Well, we can't do the things that we do in the community without the support of our employees, our physicians, Tenet Healthcare, which is our parent company, and our region office. But this community is so easy to work with. You know, Desert has been in this community for a long time. It was a perfect fit for me. I've been here for 2.5 years, and I fell in love with the community. And it's a community that is so strong, and it's, my husband and I love it. I mean, he's not here tonight because I have six in-laws and sister-in-laws and mother-in-laws at my home. So I'm really having a good time tonight. But I would just like to say that, you know, coming into Desert Regional Medical Center, I've just been able to carry on with the tradition of a hospital that's been there for everyone in this community. We've always been a friend of the LGBT community, and that's something that's very important to me because of a lot of the work I've done in my past life. Actually, chairing the Institute for Diversity for the American Hospital Association in 2013. And so I am just very proud to be the CEO of an organization that has done so much in this community, continues to do so much, and to work with such wonderful individuals each and every day. And we have wonderful Art Dominguez, who is now on the board of DBA. So thank you, Art, for what you're doing. It is now my honor to present the Outstanding Community Service Leader Award to Mr. Ron DeHart. Ron has been actively involved in the LGBT community for 15 years. He served as the president of the Greater Palm Springs Pride, Secretary of the Consolidated Association of Pride, and he is in his fourth term on the board of directors for the InterPride and International Association of Pride Organizers. He's been recognized as the International Grand Marshal of the Tahana Pride Parade and as the 2012 International Friend of the Year. Uncle Lee Ron is also a founding chair of the Coachella Valley Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast Coalition. In 2010, the Valley's Pride organization was in the red, on the verge of closing its doors. Ron was asked to join the board and help stabilize operations and keep Pride alive, and boy did he. Ron's 25-year background in planning operations, management, and large-scale event production is put to good use, and 2010 was a turnaround year. The organization was back on a sound financial footing and on course to once again serve as the catalyst for celebrating the strength, equality, and diversity of our LGBT communities. The resurgence was tempered by reality. Access, along with the geographic separation from downtown, became more challenging. The festival lost its luster, and it had outgrown the Palm Springs Stadium. Then, Ron saw an opportunity to breathe new life into the Pride celebration by relocating all of the Pride Festival events to downtown Palm Springs. Over the next 4 years, an economic impact assessment was conducted to measure the Pride celebration's financial impact, and six location plans would be developed to accommodate the relocation. In June of 2014, the City Council unanimously approved the relocation to Palm Canyon Drive. Then, the largest gathering of the LGBT community and its allies to ever occur in the Coachella Valley took place in downtown Palm Springs on November 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2014. Attendance at official events soared to 140,000, and the direct economic impact on the region passed $20 million. Recognized as a human rights and diversity champion, Ron's service and commitment to the Palm Springs community is recognized today with the 2015 Outstanding Community Service Leader Award. Ron.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. When Carrie called me and shared the news that the board had voted to recognize me with this award, I had to take a pause and step back for a second, and it threw me off guard a little bit. People who work with me and people who know me know that I'm the behind-the-scenes guy. I'm not the one that seeks the spotlight. So
So it is truly an honor, and I'm very grateful that the board voted to recognize me, and I share appreciation with all the members of the DBA for their support for Pride here in the Coachella Valley. You know, I'm very fortunate to have been able to serve on some international Pride boards, or the International Pride Board, and in doing so, I've been able to work with Prides all over the world. And one thing is consistent in the Pride movement, doesn't matter where you're at, that every Pride event, whether it's a protest march, it's a parade, it's a festival, it's a music event, it's a film event, it's intended to raise awareness and to promote equal rights for all individuals. In our case, we have a celebration. And for the last 28 years, our celebration has grown, and it has grown considerably in the last couple years. We foster pride in and respect for the LGBT community throughout Coachella Valley. And we do this as we go forward, keeping in mind that the difficulties that are faced around the world, even this morning in the paper, there's a young man was stoned for being gay in Jamaica. The fight continues. We keep our fingers crossed that the Supreme Court's going to rule in our favor and that we can marry the one we love in June. But we can't be fooled, because marriage is not a cure for homophobia. And we still have to fight across the board on many other planes. Immigration reform, education, healthcare, insurance, trans rights, and the incarceration of LGBT individuals and the rights that are granted to those people. Then there's the granddaddy issue of all that's going to come across the country, and that's religious discrimination. That's our next fight, that we've got to stay strong and stay unified. So I will hold this award very dear to my heart as we go forward. And again, I thank you. I thank all the members of the DBA for helping Pride get to be where it is today. And I thank you in advance for helping us grow and get to the next stage. Thank you very much.
Again, I want to say thank you. All this stuff doesn't just happen. It takes a team of people to put this together. The board has done a fantastic job on pulling together raffle prizes, being there to listen to me all the time. And so I want to thank the board. I want to thank the board for all your help. And, you know, I will go back to what Chad said. I've been on the board since 2007. I think Chad was a year before me, right? And so this organization was not the one that you're sitting with today. So it's amazing to see the growth that we've had, to see the support that we have, not only in our community, but way outside of our community, outside of our mountains even, because we've got members from San Francisco and members from LA and members from San Diego and Seattle. So it's great to have the support that we have. So the DBA has come a long way to where we were back in 2006, 2007. And that's because of all the great members, the great board support. So I want to personally thank everyone for all of that support.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned,
simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.